This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Political activities have intensified among NDA constituents to form a new government in Bihar. Discussions and series of meetings among members of the NDA alliance are continuously taking place in Patna and New Delhi. Various issues, including the structure of the cabinet and representation for various constituent parties in the Council of Ministers, are being discussed. The JDU Legislature Party will meet today in Patna to elect its leader. JDU's 85 newly elected MLAs are likely to unanimously elect Nitish Kumar as the legislative leader of the party. The BJP is also likely to elect its legislative leader following this NDA meeting will be held. The NDA Legislature Party meeting is also expected to take place today. Only after the NDA Legislature Party elects its leader will stake claim for forming the new government. Before this, the final meeting of the current government's cabinet will be held today under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Meanwhile, preparations for the swearing-in ceremony of the new government have also started. The swearing-in is expected to take place on 20th November. 2 days after the assembly elections results were announced, Bihar's Chief Electoral Officer, CEO, Vinod Singh Gunjyal, has handed over the list of 243 newly elected members of the State Assembly to the Governor, Arif Mohammad Khan, at the Raj Bhavan in Patna. The list included the names of all candidates, including 202 of NDA, 34 of Mahagathbandhan, along with lawmakers from AIMIM, Indian Inclusive Party, and Bahujan Samaj Party. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair Northern Zonal Council NZC meeting to be held in Faridabad, Haryana today. Chief Ministers of Punjab, Haryana and Himachal Pradesh, Lieutenant Governors of Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, and the Administrator of Chandigarh, among others, are likely to attend the meeting. Coordination among the state governments, water sharing issues and development work are expected to be discussed in the 32nd NZC meeting. A report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given the vision of Team Bharat, and the zonal councils have been significantly contributing in this direction. With the belief that strong states make a strong nation, the zonal councils provide a structured mechanism for dialogue and discussion on issues affecting two or more states or the center states, and through this serve as an important platform to enhance mutual cooperation. The role of the zonal councils is advisory. However, over the past few years, these councils have proven to be an important factor in promoting healthy bonds of mutual understanding and cooperation in various fields. With the cooperation of all state governments, central ministries and departments, a total of 63 meetings of various zonal councils and their permanent committees have been held in the last 11 years. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Bangladesh, the International Crimes Tribunal will announce its verdict today in the high-profile Crimes Against Humanity case involving former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and two of her close aides. The three-judge panel, headed by Justice Mohammad Ghulam Murtaza Mazumdar, confirmed the verdict date as security has been stepped up across Dhaka. Additional forces from the Border Guard Bangladesh, Rapid Action Battalion and the Army have been deployed around the tribunal premises. The Dubai Air Show 2025 will begin today in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. India will showcase its defence strength at the two-day event. The Indian Air Force will participate in the air show with Suryakiran Aerobatic Team and LCA Tejas. Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth will lead the Indian delegation. During the visit, Mr. Seth will chair a bilateral meeting with his UAE counterpart. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav arrived in Belém, Brazil this morning to participate in the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change UNFCCC COP30. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said over the next few days he will be participating in climate change negotiations and putting forward India's views on matters related to adaptation, climate finance and other critical issues. And in chess, Grandmaster Arjun Erigasi remained the lone Indian in the quarterfinals after P. Harikrishna was eliminated by Jose Martinez Alcantara of Mexico in the fifth round tiebreak games of the FIDE World Cup at Panaji, Goa yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.